Hi, is this Jeffrey?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Jeffrey, this is Sam with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you?
Hey, Sam, how you doing?
Not too bad, not too bad. We actually got your web registration. I was just saw that you had some, interest, wanted to get some information on the working capital program, so I'm just giving you a call. Do you have a couple minutes to talk?
Yes, sir. I'm actually sitting right here at my desk getting ready to clock out in a few minutes and head down to the ranch. But I've got time.
Okay, perfect, perfect. I'm just going to start with a couple basic questions just to confirm what we have here on file, and then I'll go ahead, I'll answer any questions that you have, and we'll go over some information for you. What's the name of the business over there?
J&B Appliance Service.
Appliance Service, okay. And what's the address?
My mailing address we use is the 360 West Ocean Boulevard.
Okay.
And then storefront over in the ghetto. 1401 South Pacific Coast Highway in Harbor City.
South Pacific Coast in Harbor City. Okay. All right. And what's usually the best? Is this the best number to get a hold of you?
Yeah, this is my cell phone that rings in my pocket.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then I have an email address as jbbbtt@aol.com?
Correct.
Okay. All right. Now, let's see. What is the business structure that you have over there? Are you guys incorporated, LLC?
Sole proprietorship.
Oh, sole prop. Okay. All right. Yeah. How long have you been in business?
Older than you are. 1978, I started this business.
Oh, you got me. You got me. 1978, been around a long time. Have you been in the same location the whole time?
No. Had a couple of different locations over the years.
Oh, okay. Sure. All right. What do you guys mainly sell over there?
We sell and service household appliances.
Oh, okay.
Gas ranges, dishwashers, washers, dryers, and so on and so on.
Okay, I gotcha. All right, so yeah, we have we got a lot of different programs. I saw that you're put some interest in the working capital. Why don't you tell me a little bit about what you're looking for, and I'll point you in the right direction.
Alrighty, I'll tell you what I got and what I'd like to get.
Sure.
I'll give you a quick synopsis over the last 3 or 4 years.
Okay.
60 years old, perfect health, except ended up with a lump in my throat, and I'm like, ooh, this is not good. So I ended up with some throat cancer, had to get my tonsils taken out, went through all the chemo and radiation and all that jazz.
That was
about 3 years ago. But everything's cool, and a good thing about it, I lost 20 pounds, so I'm healthier than I was before.
You got a good attitude about it, too.
Yeah, I had no choice, But naturally, when something like that happens, and I'm one of those control guys as far as business goes, things suffered a little bit because, I had two different guys fighting over who wanted to be in charge, and it's just a mess and a half. So
kind of so like the captain of the ship was gone.
There you go. So yeah. the juniors just couldn't make it work. So, but everything is back to normal, except in the meantime, I've got a couple of small business loans. One was from On Deck, and another one was from IOU or something like that. So I'm looking to get rid of those because those are, the daily payments that drive me crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And On Deck, there's only like 4 or 5 months left on that one, I think 5 or 6 months left on the other one. So I was trying to figure out a way to just get a loan to get rid of them, give me a little bit of money to take care of a few other things, and rock and roll.
Okay, yeah, I gotcha. All right.
My credit is probably 675, 680. And when if you ran it, you'd say, oh, wow, look at all these inquiries. That's because we own a deal with some real estate back in Florida right now, too. So naturally, all the loan companies are checking this and everything else.
Okay. All right. So now, did you have any idea of how much you were looking for?
Probably about 100 and over a 3-year deal.
3 years. Okay. All right. So now on that On the on-deck loans, you said you got about 4 or 5 months left on it. What was the total amount of the loan, and how long were the terms for you?
It was, I think it was $70,000, but it was naturally just a 12-month thing. That's as far as
okay.
It
goes. All right. And how much of the balance did you still have left on it?
27,
okay. All right. And what about that second one, the IOU?
That's probably close to the same amount, I think, somewhere around that.
Around 25 to 30, maybe?
Yeah, somewhere around that.
Okay. All right.
Are you in Orange County?
We actually are based in San Diego.
Oh, okay. Is it raining down there?
You know, it has been. I'm looking out the window now. It looks like it's just kind of a tease, like it's close to doing it. We got some good rain about 2 days ago, and then they tell me it's going to rain over the weekend too, just to make things perfect for me.
Yeah, I'm just trying to look at my, because I'm leaving my office here in about 20 minutes, and I'm on my way to Escondido. That's where my ranch is.
Oh, yeah.
So,
oh, okay.
I'm trying to get a jump on the traffic forecast by knowing if it's raining in San Diego or not.
Oh, yeah. They everybody forgets to drive when it rains. It usually takes me about 20 minutes to get home from work. When it rains, it takes me an hour and 20 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, man. Okay, so, you know, I'm looking at this stuff. I see, you know, the loans were looking anywhere from, you know, 50 to 60K. And then for the remainder, what were some of the other stuff that you were looking to do?
Just same thing, just pay off some other, actually almost like a debt consolidation type loan, just to get things squared away.
Sure, okay. And then any extra would just be sort of some operating capital for you?
Just some operating capital, yeah.
Okay, absolutely. All right. Okay, so I just, a couple quick questions, general questions, just to sort of see, you know, where you would fit in, what you would qualify for. What do you guys typically do for gross annual sales?
Probably about 3.5.
Okay.
And that's just the one company. I also have a maintenance company too that is totally separate. That's Babbitt Enterprises.
Oh, okay. How long have you had that?
Since 1980.
Oh, wow. All right.
Yeah, I've been around for a while.
Yeah, doing pretty well. You got a lot on your plate.
Yeah, it's like staying busy. You know, I figured I'll rest when I get old. And starting to creep up on me. I got probably eight years left. I figure when I'm 70, it'll be time to kick back, but not till.
Yeah, don't rush it. Enjoy it while it's there.
Yeah. You got that.
That's what everybody tells me too.
Yeah.
Okay, so about 3.5 on just the one business. You know, now you've worked with OnDeck, so you're familiar with working capital programs. Mm-hmm. Is that your only experience, or have you had any others?
No, that was it. That was actually the first time I ever borrowed any money for something like that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, just to give you a little idea of how our programs work, typically with the working capital, we're able to free up 10 to 15% of your top line revenue. So at, you know, 3.5, you'd be eligible for up to, you know, $350,000. So the 100 that you're looking for is definitely, you know, in the range of something we're going to be able to do. You know, the terms can vary. Typically for first-time borrowers, they range anywhere from 3 to 2 years. We do have some 3-year programs, but, you know, for those you would have to qualify for them. So we'd have to take a look at, you know, the financials of the business just to see exactly what you fit into. So in order to do that, we would just need, you know, to go over some hard terms of what you actually qualify for. We would need, it's a one-page application, and then 6 months of most recent bank statements, and the most recent tax return that you have. So if you don't have 2015 yet, 2014 would work fine.
Okay.
Now, let's see. Give me 1 second. I'm trying to make sure I write all of this down for you. All right. Now, how soon were you looking to get the capital?
Oh, it's not something that needs to be done tomorrow. Just the sooner the better.
Okay. All right.
I check my bank accounts every day, and every time I see that IOU in that.
Yeah. It rubs you the wrong way. Yeah, so the sooner happier we'll
be. Right. Yeah, okay. And I was very thankful for them because, I mean, it was the perfect timing, and they just came along right at the right time, and it helped out, but it's just like if I could replace it with something else. And I made the mistake of calling somebody else the other day in Orange County, and they said, "Oh yeah, well we can give you $100,000. We'll give you $120,000. This and this and this." But what they wanted to do is a debt consolidation loan, and then they were going to negotiate with all these people and try to pay them like 50 cents on the dollar. I said,
"Oh,
no,
I see. Yeah,
I did. No,
ours is going
to
be.
Your credit will rebound in 3 to 6 months." I said, "My credit will rebound in 3 to 6 years."
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't born yesterday, so.
You know what? Yeah, the way that stuff works, it'll drop in 3 to 6 months. But if you want it to go the other direction, you're talking years.
You're talking years. Right. Yeah. You know, I was sitting pretty at about 7.25, and the only reason why I'm not still there is mainly because of too much credit. Nothing bad. You know, the only one hit was a charge off from a real estate deal from.
Okay.
Early 2000s, like everybody else out there.
Sure. Yeah. All right. Well, yeah. Our program is going to be a whole lot more straightforward than anything like that. It's the loan itself would be deposited into the business account as unsecured cash. So you get the full amount in cash that you then can go ahead and spend as you see fit. So you can go ahead and just completely take care of those. Be a little more straightforward process for you.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So what I'll do is I'll put together an email for you right now, and it will have the application and then a list of what I need. And like I said, it's just the bank statements and the tax return. Pretty simple and straightforward from there. Once we get those in, we can go ahead and get a total amount that you qualify for, which, like I said, that $100,000, I'm almost 100% positive that if everything's in line, it's something that we can definitely do. So from there, we'll be able to go ahead and give you some terms, some options to choose from, and you can kind of decide what works best for you, what makes sense for the business.
Perfect.
Okay, so did you have any other questions for me about it at this time?
Nope, pretty experienced on all this stuff.
Okay, sure. So what I'll do is I'll send you the email. When do you think you'll be able to get the documents back into me, just so I can...
Everything will probably be on your desk Monday morning.
Okay, perfect.
Unless you work over the weekend, then I could probably get everything to you tomorrow.
Well, I can work over the weekend and I can get it, but my underwriters, I have to schedule a meeting with them, so that probably won't be until Monday.
Okay, cool.
So what I'll do is I'll schedule a meeting with them probably... I'll do it for Monday afternoon just to play it safe, give you a little leeway. And then we should be able to get some hard numbers and options for you to look over either the end of the day on Monday or on Tuesday.
Sounds good to me.
All right. Well, Jeff, it's been a pleasure meeting you. If you have any questions, the email that I send you is going to have my direct contact information in it, so you can feel free to reach out at any time.
Sounds good.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, Jeff. It sounds like we got something that can help you out, and looking forward to doing some business.
All right, Sam. Appreciate it, man.
All right. You have a good one, and enjoy the weekend.
You too. Take care.
All right.